My emperor hath wrote, I must from hence, and am right sorry that I must report ye my master's enemy.
Our subject, sir, will not endure his yoke. And for ourselves to show less sovereignty than they, must needs appear unkinglike.
So, sir, I desire of you a conduct overland to Milford Haven. Madam, all joy befall your grace, and you.
Lords, you're appointed to that office. The due of honor in no point omit. So, farewell, noble Lucius.
Your hand, my lord.
Receive it, friendly. But from this time forth, I wear it as your enemy.
Sir, the event is yet to name the winner. Fare you well.
Leave not the worthy Lucius, good my lord, till he hath crossed the Severn. Happiness.
He goes hence frowning, but it honors us that we have given him cause.
It is all the better. The valiant Britons have their wishes in it.
Lucius has wrote already to the Emperor how it goes here. This is therefore rightly our chariots and our horsemen be in readiness. The powers that he already has in Gallia will soon be drawn to head from whence he moves his war for Britain.
It is not sleepy business, but must be looked to speedily and strongly.
Our expectation that it would be thus hath made us forward. Where is our daughter? She has not appeared before the Roman, nor to us have rendered the duty of the day. She looks as like a thing more made of malice than of beauty. We have noted it. Call her before us. Well, we'll be too slight in suffer.
Royal person, the exile of Posthumus must retire to her life been the cure whereof my lord's time must do. Beseech your majesty, forbear sharp speeches to her. She the lady so tender of rebuke that words of strokes and strokes death to her.
Where is she? How can her contempt be answered?
Please, her chambers are all locked, and there's no answer that will be given to the loud noise we make. My lord, when last I went to visit her, she prayed me to excuse her keeping close, where too constrained by her infirmity she should that duty lead unpaid to you, which daily she was bound to proffer. This she wished me to make known, but our great court may be to blame in memory.
Was not. What seemed late to ground character, which I fear proved false.
On, I say, follow the king.
That man of hers, Pisanio, her old servant, I have not seen these 2 days.
Look after Pisanio. Thou stand so for Posthumus. He hath a drug of mine. I pray his absence proceed by swallowing that. For he believes it is a thing most precious. But for her, where is she gone? Haply despair hath seized her. Or winged with fervor of her love, she's flown to her desired Posthumus. Gone she is, to death or to dishonor, and my end can make good use of either. She's been bound. I have the placing of the British crown. My son.
To certain she is dead. Go in and cheer the king. He rages. None dare come about him.
All the better. May this night forestall him of the coming day.
I long and hate her. For she's fair and royal. And she hath all courtly parts more exquisite than lady. Ladies. Woman. From everyone, the best she hath. And she, all compounded, outsells them all. I love her, therefore. But disdaining me and throwing favors on the low Posthumus slanders so her judgment that what's else rare is choked. And in that point I will conclude to hate her. Nay, indeed, to be revenged upon her. For when fools shall... Who's here? What are you packing, sewer? Come here. Are you precious Lysander. Villain. Where is thy lady? In a word, or else thou art straightway with the fiends.
Good, my lord.
Where is thy lady? Is she with Posthumus, from whose so many weights of baseness cannot a dram of worth be drawn?
Oh, my almighty lord.
Oh, worthy villain! Discover where thy mistress is at once, at the next word. No more of worthy lord. Speak, for thy silence on the instant is thy condemnation and thy death.
Then, sir, this paper is the history of my knowledge touching her flight.
Let's see it. I will pursue her even to Augustus' throne.
All right, my lord, she's dead. Oh, Imogen, safe mayest thou wander. Safe return again.
Sir, is this better true?
Sir, as I think.
It is the steward's hand, I know it.
Sailor, if thou wouldst not be a villain, do me true service. Undergo those employments wherein I should have cause to use thee with a serious industry. That is what villainy soe'er I bid thee do, to perform it directly and truly. I think thee an honest man. Thou shouldst neither want my means for thy relief, nor my voice for thy preferment.
Well, my good lord.
Wilt thou serve me? For since patiently and constantly thou hast stuck to the bare fortune of that beggar Posthumus, thou canst not, in the course of gratitude, but be a diligent follower of mine. Thou serve me.
Sir, I will.
Give me thy hand. Here's my purse. Hath any of thy late master's garments in thy possession?
I have. My lord, at my lodging, the same suit he wore when he took leave of my lady and mistress.
The first service thou dost me. Fetch that suit hither. Let it be thy first service. Go.
I shall, my lord.
Be thee at Milford Haven.
I forgot to ask him one thing. I'll remember it anon. Even there, thou villain Posthumus, will I kill thee. When these garments were come, she said upon a time, the bitterness of it I now belch from my heart, that she held the very garment of Posthumus in more respect than my noble and natural person, together with the adornment of my qualities. For that suit upon my back, will I ravish her? Who knows the garments?
I, my noble lord.
How long is it since she went to Milford Haven?
She can scarce be there yet.
Bring this apparel to my chamber. That is the second thing that I have commanded thee.
The
third is that thou wilt be a voluntary mute to my designs.
Thou bidst me to my loss. For true to thee were to prove false.